We have an agenda. For this, we are, you know, discussing about cloud, about virtualization, and you have the first question for the audience. Maybe you are not representing, working for some cloud service providers? Here? Yes? Telcos? Not? End companies? Or you have your own company? Okay, we can see that you are sysadmins or cloud admins. You are managing cloud infrastructure on your daily basis? Yes. Cloud admins, not? Okay. Perfect. Let's see, what about all this stuff about the edge? Because you know the edge is a lot of your marketing, and there are some people, you know, that are working, telcos, that have to cover at the end to provide connectivity, you know, at the in mile, you know, for IoT platforms. The context more or less with the edge is this. I want to introduce more or less what is the situation now, the vision, you know, in this case for Europe. The idea for Europe maybe is something that you, yes, is real, that now in 2025 we have more than 80%, no, that this smart connected object is, which represent the computation, you know, that we are using, in this case distributed, maybe with AI is not in this way. But in this case, that at the end for decentralized computing facilities in hyperscalers, we are not scaling like planet, okay? With this, and with the idea from the Commission to have these 10,000 edge nodes by 2030, they will define about the, this, what is the kind of these edge nodes. And at the end, we can, our enterprises will be reached 70% of cloud services, you know, by 2030. This is more or less, you know, you have your ball and you have the future here. And at the end, we want to focus in 5G. My colleague previously explain how in this case Open Nebula is trying to cover in this vertical too, you know, but it's clear that edge, you know, is in, you know, directly connected to 5G, you know, and distributed systems. For this, there is a specific, you know, the Edge Computing Observatory. We know it more or less taxonomies to see that we are talking the same, or we are, well, we are in the same page, not? With this in mind, what about edge? I don't know if you have any definition. One of the main drivers for the edge is latency, as you can imagine. Yes? Have you seen another thing out of latency? To distribute these services more near the user, to have, you know, more video streaming, 4K, 8K, I don't know. We have the security part, you know, at the end, in the edge, we are in a different condition than in our country edge data centers or our on-prem. No? And more or less we can define with this. We have to do that if we are below 20 milliseconds of latency, we are near the edge. This is, you know, the current, you know, definition. With this in mind, let's go. We have to fulfill these kind of things, we have a specific program. It was presented in the last FOSDEM last year, and we will present the first outcomes of this program. This program is about 3 billion euros that the different member states, you know, are providing to solve these kind of things. The first is to, you know, to enable this multi-provider, real multi-provider cloud edge continuum. In this case, Open Nebula was born some years ago thinking about that we need private clouds. 2025, we are in the same way. We need private clouds. Only that these private clouds can be consumed or built in a different ways. It's going to appear this edge. What is our idea in our own project in the IPCI? It's at the end we have all this technology stuff that has to be distributed in the continuum until, you know, the platforms that can be some thousands of kilometers, you know, of